Greetings. I'm Bill Plotkin. I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Alice Kennedy, who is Housing Commissioner and head of the Baltimore City Department of Housing and Community Development. And Alice is here to talk to us about Coffee with Alice and the various things that the city's housing department is doing to improve Baltimore. So, Alice, welcome to the show.
Excellent. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
My pleasure. My pleasure. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, and I guess there are some, could you tell us a little bit about the Baltimore City Department of Housing and Community Development?
Absolutely. So the Baltimore City Department of Housing and Community Development is one of the agencies within city government. And we actually have over 350 staff members, employees working with us within the agency. And we have five operational divisions and then a number of supporting divisions as well, like those typical kind of supporting structures such as fiscal and human resources, as well as we have a really strong data and analytics and research team as well. So the five operational divisions, we have our code enforcement and emergency management operations division. So that's the division that does, you know, the typical kind of work that people are familiar with, in terms of we have code enforcement inspectors walking alleys and streets of Baltimore every day, all day, looking for code enforcement issues. We have our permits and litigation division, which focuses on that first thing that we said, permits and the permitting process in Baltimore, our building inspectors. And then litigation, meaning that they come in on the legal components associated with code enforcement. And that's where our special investigations unit lives for tackling illegal dumping. Our demolition activities are in that, any kind of zoning litigation that might come up, and our receivership cases, which is the highest form of code enforcement that we can do to hold vacant property owners accountable for their properties. We have our development division. Which looks at land use and development opportunities in the city of Baltimore. We also, our Affordable Housing Trust Fund falls in that division. Our project finance components fall in that division, and the sale of city-owned property and the acquisition of property falls in that division as well. And then we round out with our Division of Homeownership and Housing Preservation, which has a lot to do in terms of helping people become homeowners with down payment and closing cost assistance, as well as some of our other programs to help existing residents, you know, through our weatherization programs, lead hazard reduction, and helping with repairs on homes. So one of the programs we have out of that is a private-public partnership program called Housing Upgrades to Benefit Seniors. And then the last division that we have is our Consolidated Planning Division, which really is manages the large federal grant we get every year from HUD to help the city undergo a number of different activities, as well as provide a financial assistance to subgrantees, which are a number of different nonprofit organizations around Baltimore doing really great work.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's a lot. That's a lot. Certainly a lot more than we could ever cover in one show. Before we get into some other stuff, let me first thank you and the city and the department for funding the Cherub over all these years. We appreciate it, and that's how we work. I'm not going to play completely stupid here because I've been working with DHCD for years. In terms of your background, you from Baltimore?
So I am not originally from Baltimore. I was actually born in Cleveland, Ohio, but my mom is from Baltimore. And she grew up here, and she moved to Cleveland after she graduated from Mount St. Agnes College, which was in Mount Washington. It merged with Loyola, actually, I think the year that she graduated. So my grandfather worked at Domino and retired from there. And we spent our summers here with our grandparents a lot of times and coming down to visit my grandparents and my two uncles and aunts and cousins for summers and other holidays. And I fell in love with Baltimore at a very young age and actually told my mom that I was going to leave Cleveland and move to Baltimore as soon as I could for college. At the time, I told her I was going to go to Johns Hopkins. I ended up going to Goucher College in Towson. And, you know, after college, I left for a couple years, but immediately came back and Baltimore's home. And I love the city. I love the diversity within the city. And, you know, I appreciate where we're going for the future of the city as well.
Yeah, Baltimore's a real treat. That's for certain. That's for certain. So I guess as housing commissioner and head of the department, your job is to make sure everything works, right?
Yeah, that is part of it. It definitely is part of, you know, making sure that everything works. You know, and there's other pieces to it. So, you know, it is also working in partnership with the mayor's office, you know, working in partnership with other elected officials across the city, being responsive to our communities and our community members, doing visioning work and kind of creating new programs. How can we improve on what we're doing? How can we, you know, how can we improve what we're doing? How can we adjust to the needs of the community? How are we implementing our community development framework plans? And, you know, working with other city agencies as well. So we have a very strong relationship with the finance department and the new finance director, Michael Moiseev. And he and I have been working very strategically every day, it seems, and meet weekly on what we need to do to increase the capital available to invest in affordable housing and to invest in our neighborhoods and to allocate resources to tackle vacant properties. We also have a very strong relationship with the Mayor's Office of Homeless Services and partnership with them, and also a very strong relationship with the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement and the police department when we talk about the work that we can do in housing around crime prevention and violence reduction.
Right. That's a lot of responsibilities, Alice. Do you sleep at all?
Yeah, I do sleep. It is a lot of responsibility, and, you know, it's a lot of responsibility, but the work is extremely meaningful, and it is exciting work, and it keeps me engaged. We have an excellent team, I believe, at the agency. We've been working really hard over the last year and a half, 2 years on, you know, ensuring morale is good across all the employees, making sure everybody's in the same boat, rowing in the same direction so that we can accomplish all of the goals and tasks, you know, that we're set out to do, whether or not it be the components that we're legally required to do by law or by the charter. And how we can all come together to, you know, really tackle the big issues that we have in front of us.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, and I know that personally from having worked with you folks. Please tell us about Coffee with Alice. And that's part of the responsibility, of course, is getting out to the citizens and answering their questions, which I know they always have a lot.
They do. So one of the things that I love to do is be out in the community. I love to, you know, be walking in communities, meeting with our community members, you know, meeting people where they are, listening to, a lot of times it is listening to issues that they might have or problems they might have, but it's also listening to the successes that are out there. There are a lot of really good things happening in Baltimore across our city. And another way that we looked at and that I looked at in terms of trying to engage with the public and be accessible to the public, make sure that there was a connection, is our coffee break with Alice, which is the second Tuesday, the second Friday, second Friday of every month at 12 o'clock. You can register on, you know, through Zoom and pre-register. You can, you know, be able to submit questions ahead of time. So we do have some questions that come in, you know, in the days leading up to it, and we answer those questions. And then we, and then I take questions right there in real time over Zoom with people. And the questions range anywhere from how can I purchase a vacant property to how can I get help moving a permit through to, you know, questions about how we're tackling affordability issues. So the questions range everything from policy to actual operational items and some problem solving.
So from soup to nuts.
Exactly. That's a really great way to just,
Yeah, the I know the with all of these various things that DHCD is responsible for, I'm sure that it's everything. It's everything from potholes. I bet you get the pothole questions too.
We get the pothole questions, and we quickly get the pothole questions over to the Department of Transportation. But we get the questions, so I'll say that one. Thing is that, you know, the way that I look at it is that I am here as a public servant and to, you know, be engaged and responsible to the general public and how we can be of assistance. So when questions come in, even if someone's looking for help for an item that is not directly related to an activity within the Department of Housing and Community Development, you know, we help to make sure that they can get access to whatever agency or how to point them in the right direction. And that's something that I emphasize with all of our staff members to be, you know, providing the best level of customer service and constituent service that we can, you know, to kind of help make those connections.
Right. I love it. I love the idea of you doing it, and I love the idea of it being available there for citizens to ask whatever. Because it's a real service. It's a real service. And for the for us citizens out there, thank you. Thank you. We're just about out of time, Alice.
Okay.
Would you like to highlight anything in the next minute about things that citizens should know?
Yeah, I think, you know, the big thing that I want people to know about is you know, DHCD was created actually in 1968. In, you know, 2015, 2016, there are really strong ideas. And we actually separated in officially kind of in 2019 was the final date from the Housing Authority. So DHCD is, you know, has those five operational agencies that all work together to implement our community development framework and to really help ensure that we're creating those opportunities for safe and livable neighborhoods. And, you know, with a large focus right now on the reduction of vacant properties, we're at the lowest number of vacant properties that the city has seen in decades.
That's a real achievement.
I mean, it historically has hovered around 16,000 vacant properties for a number of years. As of this morning, we're at 13,959 vacant properties in the city of Baltimore, and we continue to be laser focused on using all the tools in our toolbox and all of those operational divisions and all of the 350 employees plus to really reduce that number and create positive outcomes for our communities. And, you know, to do what we need to do to ensure that all of our current and future residents are living in safe, decent housing, in, you know, thriving and inclusive neighborhoods across the city.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's edition of Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Alice Kennedy, who is Housing Commissioner and head of the Baltimore City Department of Housing and Community Development, for being our guest today. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Will do.
Thank you. And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.